This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. Being unemployed in this economy has its obvious problems. What's not so obvious are the solutions. D.W. Gibson's new book, Not Working, is a collection of interviews with people who lost their jobs because of the recession, but they've also now found new ways to adapt. D.W., thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you traveled across the country and talked to people who had lost their jobs, and yet there is a lot of hope in this book. Were you surprised by that?
I was surprised by that, pleasantly surprised by that. And I think a lot of the hope is in folks that find a way to reconfigure their life, to sort of take a step back from where they were, and instead of looking for a way to slip right back into that slot where they were making X amount of dollars, to take a step back and look at what they can do to reclaim their life, the things they can do to save money and not necessarily live with less, but sort of reclaim the activities they do that define who they are.
Did some of that, though, depend on how long they had been unemployed, I would guess?
Yes, and I think that there are definitely a lot of stages, if you will, that people experience in their own timing. People talk about an initial optimism that they experience sort of in the immediate aftermath of a layoff, and then they sort of settle into something if it's been, you know, months and in some cases years. I think there's a total range of emotion that goes on for the long-term unemployed.
Well, we have one of your subjects also in studio with you, Bridget Lacey. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Talk to us about your layoff.
Well, what happened was I initially was a journalist at the News and Observer in Raleigh, and they were laying off. And so I was offered a position at state government. And I accepted that position as the media relations manager for the North Carolina Arts Council. I think a state government would be kind of safer than newspapers. So after 2 years and 6 months, I was then laid off as a part of RIF, reduction in force.
You talk about going to an unemployment workshop and getting some pretty, shall we say, unhelpful advice. What was some of that?
Well, there was this little guy, and I always preface it with little because he was physically small, but I thought his mind was small, too, in that he was saying things like, you know, stop getting your hair done, don't go to the manicurist. And that just kind of felt like almost like comedic. It was like, that's not real advice. You know, if I have to choose between paying my credit card and my house note or my car note, what should I choose and why? I wanted more kind of hands-on advice like that that seemed practical.
Well, D.W., based on your conversations with all these people all over the country, do we have an unemployment system that is helpful?
You know, it's funny. People across the board, whatever sort of political affinities they expressed, spoke about disappointment in political leadership across the spectrum, not about this party or that, across the spectrum. And articulated a hunger for a jobs program, an opportunity to receive support for the government that wasn't for the fact that they didn't have a job, but for the fact that they were doing a job that the government had given them. So there's a real appetite out there, I think, for a jobs program across the political spectrum within the citizenry. And that's what really stood out to me in a lot of these conversations.
Well, Bridget, do we have a happy ending for you?
Well, you know what? So far, it has been a happy ending, or maybe I say a new beginning.
Right, right.
Because, you know, when you were asking about resources in Raleigh, Wake Tech Community College offers what they call human resource development classes. And these classes are free for the unemployed and the underemployed. And I've been taking classes on online social media, LinkedIn. So there are a lot of great courses there to kind of help you revamp yourself or reinvent yourself.
So are you still searching for a full-time job?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
D.W. Gibson is the author of Not Working, a series of stories from across the country of people who have been unemployed. And one of his subjects was Bridget Lacey, who has also joined us. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.